Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Waiting on a Craig Peters. Let me do the phone the program. When is Stephen Michael Quezada calling puss? I didn't write that down.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
In an hour.
All right. Comedian working with Nick tonight, and also from Breaking Bad, Stephen Michael Quezada.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And you haven't met him yet, haven't you? You're going to meet him tonight. Okay.
Nor yeah, and tomorrow night you. I will be at Jane R. Saloon in Shenandoah, Iowa.
Shenandoah.
Yeah, my oldest really liked Breaking Bad, so I told him, I'm like, hey, man, I'm doing shows with Stephen that played Gomez on Breaking Bad. Yeah, like, I don't know if you want to come with and meet him. And I'm like, it is two shows. We'd have to drive in between. It would kind of be a long night. And he's like, I'm good.
Yeah. Right. You could say you might have to drive between two shows.
I think if it was just one, he'd totally be there. Yeah, but he's we got to go to this place, and so we'll drive to the other place. He's like, that seems like
two shows. That's a lot.
Which one's first?
That's a lot. Raymond, Nebraska, the Vineyard.
Is that is that like 2 p.m? How you doing? Two
Happy
shows.
Hour?
I think it's like the shows are at like 6:30 and 9.
Got it. All right.
I don't think Raymond is far from Lincoln.
Plus, you have to pack a lot of stuff out, you know. You're not a band. You're stand-up, so that helps.
Yeah, all I have to do is put the unsold license plate holders in the suitcase
there and you go.
Head to Screamers.
Unless you sell them all.
I'd rather be masturbating. Speaking of masturbation right there, I'd rather be masturbating is what his license plates say.
Yeah, and if you missed that yet last segment, look for the podcast titled Tyler's Masturbation Pass. That's what you want to look for.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What in your situation, if you're sleeping next to somebody that's wearing an eye cover and has...
Earplugs. I could do anything. I could murder a cow over there or something like that. Yeah. Or a goat in honor of Puss, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That might upset him.
When Puss said he's murdering it, though, I don't think he means...
Don't be mad at me. She called. I just answered.
Yeah.
Today's National Bike to Work Day, so...
Too late.
It's too late. Yeah.
You always tell us this when we're already here.
And so it's already too far, too. I mean, even Craig, that's a long ride.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
No.
You know what looks like fun are those e-bikes.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah.
Because you don't have
I don't think they'd be real cool in like a city like this. I saw a guy that has one in the beach community, and that's perfect. He just scoots around the different areas around the beach.
You mean those ones that have tried to kill Simon Cowell twice?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But they look pretty cool.
Well, you'd be able to get this at, the mobility of a bike and you're on a bike. So you got the wind in your face and you don't have to pedal.
Well, the pedaling keeps electricity going. So if you pedal, the electricity keeps going. So you can pedal and it goes faster than what you're pedaling, but you are pedaling.
Oh, yeah. I thought you could just glide.
Right. You can too. Yeah.
I assume they're not allowed on the bike trails.
They are. They make no noise.
Oh, I thought it
they
was
make no
well,
noise.
Technically, if no motorized vehicles. That's what I thought. No motors.
Well, no. A couple have passed me on the bike trail. There's no noise. I get no problem with them. They're not going any faster than a guy on a bike. Believe me. Older people that can't pedal around bike. I think that's perfect for them. You know, they can't make it around a lake and they want to be outside. You know. I got no problem with that.
I've got a friend
that
rides one in L.A. because you can get it everywhere faster because you don't have to worry about traffic's not as big of an issue.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. We live.
You don't have to find parking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the building is right by a bike trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff by the building. I just look
does
at
that trail
it
go by your house, drive. Craig?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you could actually ride the bike trail right here.
Theoretically, yeah. I'm a block or two away from it.
That's a key word. Theoretically,
I thought you were doing that or working on it.
It's too early in the morning.
Okay, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Okay, and I rode my bike once.
All right.
Oh, you did? Actually, it's been more than that, but it's not like I'm getting up at on some ungodly time in the morning to make it here at some slightly less ungodly time in the morning.
Oh, no, I wouldn't expect it in the middle of the damn
night. Plus, it'd be scary, man. You ride at night like that, it'd be scary, man. Monsters and stuff.
In the afternoon once in a while.
This is scary. Our buddy Craig Peters on the phone with us. Hi, Craig.
Not scary at all.
Yeah.
I ain't scared.
Yeah. You okay, bud?
Good morning. Tippecanoe and Tyler, too.
Can we ask what the technical difficulties?
Yesterday's technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to make up some elaborate story, but I'll just be honest with you. I couldn't find my dongle.
What's a dongle?
It's a little piece that you plug your earpiece into and then into your phone.
Oh, okay.
It's the adapter for Apple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know what that was called.
Adapter.
I thought you were just reaching in your pants, couldn't find your dongle. That's all I think of when I hear that. It's what Puss is showing me right now. Yeah, you need that. You need that for this.
Otherwise I can't hear you guys. And there's already the problem with the slight delay.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. I'm glad you found the dongle.
Thank the Lord for dongles.
Do you have spare dongles in case this happens again?
I went out and bought 80.
All right.
Good idea, because they look like they could be easily lost or misplaced.
They are. They so much are.
How you been? Everything good?
Hey, I've been great. Keeping myself busy.
Yeah? What are you doing?
I got a lot of stuff going on, as you know. A lot of things going on. My Porter Wagoner tribute band we're called Pertnir Wagoner.
Oh, clever.
I love that joke, and I don't care who does it. Pertnir Wagoner.
So be looking for us out on the road anytime soon.
Yeah.
I'll travel with you. I got to see that every night, man. Pertnir Wagoner.
But working on a lot of stuff, guys. Yeah. Some investment opportunities. I thought I would throw at you first, give you first chance at these.
Okay, what are they? Always looking for a good investment.
Well, the one I'm excited about is the dog thong.
The dog thong.
Nice. Dog thong. It's a thong.
Yeah,
for your dog.
I get it.
Dog thong.
I got it. Yeah, a boy dog or a girl dog, both.
Well, I haven't gone that far into the research yet.
Okay,
I'm still looking for investors. So
one might need a pouch.
You guys could just get your checkbooks out and get this started. We could.
It sounds kind of creepy, but I'm sure some people will be into that, you know.
Speaking of dogs, can I tell you a quick little story here?
Yeah, sure.
You know how you think something's horrible and it ends up being even more horrible?
Yep, like a dog thong.
Then even worse, yeah.
Yep.
Well, this was a couple months ago during the winter weather. I was out in the yard, and I looked over at my neighbors. And I see a dog over there kind of laying down and just moving around a little bit. And I know it's a little cold out. I don't think I'd have my dog out, like this. So I didn't think anything of it. And then later on, I go out, and he's still out there. Well, now I'm getting upset.
Right.
You know I'm a dog lover.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
that's why you want to invent a dog thong.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody invents a dog thong that doesn't love dogs.
No. Absolutely.
Damn right.
Anyway, so I'm starting to get upset. Well, maybe I should go over and say something or do something.
Right.
And I'll give it another half hour, and I do, but nothing happens. He's still out there. I'm getting really ticked. I'm just going to take this dog and take care of myself.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to take care of him.
Right.
So I go over the hedge and across the yard and around the fence, and I get up close enough, and I see that it's not a dog that I'm looking at. It's just a trash bag. Blowing, and I'm all worked up and angry about this. And it ends up being just a stupid trash bag. The worst part, I opened up the trash bag.
Yeah.
12 baby kittens. Isn't that horrible?
It is. It is horrible, man. Yeah. Well, at least you. Yeah. 12 of them, too. Yeah. 12 of them.
Well, Yeah, I counted.
Yeah, I know.
I want Craig and the audience to know that at least 60% of the room was face in palm after that joke.
I liked it.
I loved it.
I didn't know where it was going, and no. You got me. You got me.
Got me.
I was going somewhere, but I didn't know. Yeah, all right. I liked that.
Well, speaking of dogs, yeah. I don't know. You know, I always take my big life decisions to you guys before I actually
You do.
Do it.
What should we suggest?
Think about getting a dog.
Everyone should do
think
that.
Think about getting one. Okay, all right.
I'm thinking about getting a dog. It's been, you know, 4 years since I lost my other dog.
And, okay, yeah.
You know, so I think about getting a dog.
Oh, yeah, what kind?
Pretty excited about it. Alive.
You want a rescue dog?
I know they're more trouble.
Yeah, you can't keep them outside for a while, you know.
Yeah. A rescue dog? I don't know. Is the dog rescuing me or am I rescuing the dog? Yeah.
Oh, both. Oh, I've always heard it's both. Yeah. You rescue each other.
Yeah.
You
That's sweet.
Yeah. You want a puppy? You want an older dog?
You had a chance for a couple of kittens you could have brought home, too, for them. Of course, they'd have been frozen, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think I got to start with a puppy because I got a cat, you know, and you don't want to.
Yeah, you
don't want to bring in a full-grown dog with when you have a cat.
You don't know if they're going to get along.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's good. That's good. Could be excited about that. Yeah.
And that was the and Carla and I discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all for it because right before I brought this up, the new dog thing, I brought up the idea of a threesome.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Which is an annual event in our house. Yeah. I don't know about yours.
Yeah.
Just the once a year at a certain time?
Yeah, once a year I bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a little pitch.
Yeah.
And to her credit, she sits and patiently listens and then shakes her head no.
Do you ever change
the pitch? Does the pitch change? Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've gone at all different angles. I've gone, hey, what about your best friend?
See, we've all heard.
Hey,
that's a bad idea.
Hey, well, go ahead.
Hey, what about a total stranger?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it ends up no all the time. So
no matter
so
what
next
the angle.
Next year. But
it could happen.
Anyway, that's what I've got going on.
It could
on,
happen next year.
So that's a spring ritual in the Peters household? The annual,
Yeah.
Of the threesome.
You never know. One of these days, she's going to say yes, you know.
That's what I'm afraid of, in a way.
You got to keep that ticker going, buddy. You got two women at once, man.
Maybe catch her in a weak moment.
Yeah.
Maybe when she's drunk.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the thing. She's a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And, two more weeks, and I'm going to have a very drunk teacher on my hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, once they're done teaching, they're drunk all the time.
Oh, yeah. First half of the summer, you can't even. Yeah, she's incommunicable.
The first half of the summer.
Are you, by the way, I was listening earlier this week, and I heard you had on a country singer that does dirty songs.
Yeah, that'd be
that's so original.
But this guy's funny.
Craig's guy's funny
too.
We'll see. That's so original. Yeah, you got to.
I just say that out of jealousy because you know I've been working on songwriting myself. Bit of a songwriter, and I have one here I've been working on.
Let's hear that.
Now, I just have the title.
Okay.
But just let me throw it past you, see what you think.
All right.
It's called There's a Glory Hole in My Headboard, and I Can't Sleep at Night.
That sounds like
that. Just sounds like something that actually
could be
exists.
A catchy tune.
Yeah.
I know, doesn't it? There's a glory hole in my headboard, and I can't sleep at night.
Right, I see something up tempo.
Now, have you?
Not a ballad. That's definitely got to be an up tempo song.
You've helped Rodney with punch up some of his songs, haven't you?
I assist in ways, but that's mostly him.
Yeah, I know it is. But you throw out you got a sick mind, so you throw some stuff.
Can
in
you
there,
give
I'm
us
sure.
an example of a line that
that sounds like
it was
yours? Sounds like a Rodney joke right there, the glory hole in the headboard. You know,
I don't discuss my work with other comedians. You know that.
He's very professional. It comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
sure.
Are you
speaking of glory holes?
Yeah.
I couple weeks ago, I went casket shopping.
For who?
I'm just looking around.
Okay, all right, all right.
Just pricing them out, see what they are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one day you're going to need one. But, boy, talk about a salesman with no sense of humor.
Yeah, what'd you say?
That was just it. I said, oh, these are really nice. Is it extra to install the glory hole?
He didn't laugh at all?
No, not at all. Yeah. I mean, not even a little, you know, hint of a laugh. Just stared at me. And then he goes, well, I suppose it would depend on which end. Which makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. At least he's making sense there. And he thought it through.
Greg Peters, live from Cleveland. Man, I miss you, man. When are you gonna? You know, we want you as a regular guest on the show. Can you handle that?
It's soon. I got to get it back out on the road soon.
I know you do. I know.
Mostly because I want to expose the big lie.
Yeah.
And that is. And, your idea of the big lie is?
Oh, the big lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever Puss says something about sticking to the tape.
Yeah, okay, got it.
There is no tape. There hasn't been tape in years.
Yeah, there hasn't been tape in years, exactly.
Right. It's digital, guys.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody videotapes or audio anything.
You snagged us,
They
man.
Record it.
Yeah, it's digital.
Nothing's sticking to any tape. I'm on to you guys.
Well, I don't know how you adapt that phrase to meet modern technology.
I just like sticking to the tape.
It's stuck to the screen. Yeah, doesn't really work.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't work, man.
It's stuck to the wave pattern.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
None of it works.
Well, we appreciate you calling, man. Thank you for all the stuff, and I'm anxious to see your Pertnir Wagner.
Yeah,
maybe you can see
Pertnir Wagner. That was the only reason that I called.
Love you, Craig. Take care of yourself, brother.
I love you guys.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Craig.
Craig Peters, brilliant.
I love the casket with the glory hole.
I know.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
And 12 frozen kittens. I mean, right. That was hilarious. Yeah.
He just said there were kittens in there. We assume there at that point they were probably frozen.
Probably.
Right, right.
Now I'm worried about sitting in a funeral or a visitation, and I'll be looking at the casket. Just like,
where can I do it? Where can I do the glory hole?
What if there was a glory hole in there? Like, dude, it's my grandma in there. Oh, sorry. Which end? That was great.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home? Isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I clicked on that Norm MacDonald joke yesterday again from when he was on Conan and his wife's in a coma.
Yeah.
He said that the doctor says oral sex would help her. So mm-hmm. I'm in there for about an hour and I come out and the doc says, anything working? Well, yeah. Doctor, she's choking. And just the way Conan puts his head down. Yeah. And that's just such a great joke. Puss, let's take us out. Craig Peters. We love Craig. All right.
Yes.
We love Craig. Always got material. Our boss is going to love the Pertnir Wagner joke, you know, for sure. Yeah.
We got a meeting.
Yeah.
He already texted it.
It's worth it.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.